Okay, when the doctor gives you some medicine, he expects you to take it. Okay, so yesterday you...
I took it.
Okay, and several times you have?
Taken it.
Okay. Somebody who can't hear at all, you might say they're stoned.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if you've been working hard and take off your wet shirt and say, look how I...
Perspire.
Okay.
Or sweat if you prefer.
Okay. Hey, what might you call it, a discharging sore that comes to a head?
A boil.
Okay. Then when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is...
Pus.
Okay. Okay, if you got an infection in your hand got bigger than it should be, you might say my hand began to...
Swell.
Okay, yesterday you...
It went down.
it's getting late. Yesterday.
It always has to get well as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, it began to swell today, and yesterday it...
I don't really know what you mean.
Okay,
It began to swell.
Okay.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
It began to swell.
Okay, the past of yesterday, yeah. Okay, today my hand began to swell.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we're going to skip that one. There's another question.
Okay, then you might say a bee stung me and my hand did what?
Swelled.
Okay. And several times it has, or it is, pretty badly.
Swollen.
Okay. But actually... okay, when you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin, what would you call that stuff?
I don't know, water.
Okay, sure. Okay, in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
A wound.
Okay, sure. What might you call a kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out? Some kind of flesh?
Crab flesh?
Yeah, yeah. You ever seen crab flesh?
Yeah.
What's it like? I've never even heard of it before doing this.
Well, one time my brother, in fact, a whole bunch of us were riding on the side of an open truck in the country, and we ran through on a dirt road, and got too close to a pine tree. Mm-hmm. That had been cut for turpentine, you know, and his leg got caught between the truck body and the tree, mm-hmm. and got all kinds of splinters in his leg there, and